It's Helping Hand Fridays, HPR1 stations across the state, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, NAMI Hawaii, and that stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. And this year is Walk for Mental Health, October 14th in Honolulu. Lots of ways to support them, too. And we're welcoming back our guest, Kumi McDonald, Executive Director of NAMI Hawaii, National Alliance on Mental Illness Hawaii. Good to see you, Kumi.
Well, thank you for having us.
You are quite welcome. Share with folks how the organization functions.
We provide support, education, and advocacy for people living with mental illness and their families. And we do have three affiliates, one on Kauai, one on Maui, one on the Big Island. And then we do have an office here on Oahu. And we do partner with other agencies because we can't do it all.
Funding for you guys comes from where?
Most of our funding comes from this NAMI Walks that is coming up on October 14th. And this is the one big event of the year where we partner with not just us, but with all mental health organizations locally, because mental health affects every one of us. One in five people in America is living with a mental health issue. Every one of us have had situations where we weren't in our best mental health. We go through trials, we go
through challenges,
but there are people who live with that on a constant basis. These funds that we walk for and we say, hey, this matters to us, come out and do this charity walk, bringing awareness as well as bringing the much needed funds, because we are funded by these private donations. The majority of it comes from this walk.
And some of the services the walk funds include family to family education.
It's a 12-week course, and it's for families or people who care for someone with a mental illness.
Okay.
And we do also have peer support groups for people living in recovery from mental illness.
Is there a cost for people to attend any of those?
There's no cost for any of our programs. Every single program we offer is absolutely free.
What about when you guys offer guest speakers? Is that something that people have to pay to have come?
We do that, again, on voluntary basis. Sometimes they'll ask for something younger, student-friendly. So we do have people on our speakers bureau.
Different demographics.
Exactly.
That could speak better to that group of people.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then we also do have some professionals, clinicians, therapists, medical doctors, psychiatrists on our board and advisory board. They do it all free of charge. And we do have an advocacy board that will pick and choose the ones that they believe are in alignment with our national policies. We've gone to National Hill Day in Washington, D.C. this past July, and we went to see our legislators and spoke up and say, hey, mental health matters.
Participating in the walk in any way is making it a priority. October 14th.
It's Honolulu Hale. Free parking, great entertainment.
Explain how you could walk it, but you could also support it by way of volunteering, by walking with a team. It could be from your church or other religious organization, a civic group you're part of, your family members, your coworkers.
We want community groups. We want policemen there. We want firemen there. We want professionals. We want family members. We want people living in recovery.
You have volunteer needs that day?
We do. Yes, our setup crew, a lot of people for cleanup and setting up chairs, things like that. Or if you have a small business or in some way you can make a small donation as prizes. Oh, I've got a $20 Starbucks gift card that I will never use. Send it over to NAMI because that could be a door prize. Mm-hmm. Things like that really help. But we sure do need a lot of prizes, kitty toys, any type of services, nail manicure, a 30-minute house cleaning or whatever your service
is. A haircut,
right. Yeah. Because if we get awareness out, if we can break the stigma and say mental health is just like any type of health, people who really need the help will not be ashamed and they will get help early. And early intervention is the key to recovery.
NAMIHawaii.org. That's N-A-M-I Hawaii.org. info@NAMIHawaii.org, 591-1297. Hear the full interview, the radio feature, get all their contact information, plus find all of our previous Helping Hand guests at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Kumi McDonald, Executive Director of NAMI Hawaii, the National Alliance on Mental Illness Hawaii, October 14th, looking for folks to support them and lots of ways to do so at the Walk for Mental Health. Privileged to support what you guys are doing and really grateful that you would take the time to come down here and be our guest on Helping Hand here on All Things Considered. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. My pleasure. Thank you.